6:15, our first part of the meeting is going to be a public hearing in regards to the Catskill Country Club or Golf Resort on the expansion of their water and sewer district. And with that, I'd ask the town clerk, Mrs. Izzo, to read that notice, please.
Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held before the town board of the town of Catskill at Catskill Town Hall, located at 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, 12414, on the 19th day of July at 6:15 p.m. for the purpose of conducting a hearing upon a proposal to expand the Leeds-Jefferson Heights water and sewer districts in the town of Catskill to include property located at 27 Brooks Lane in the town of Catskill. The general boundaries of the proposed expansion include new parcels on the east side and west side of Brooks Lane. The new two-unit building on the west side of Brooks Lane is located in the sewer and water districts. The new two-unit building on the east side of Brooks Lane is where the sewer and water district will be expanded. The new buildings are proposed on lots to be subdivided from tax lot number 138.00-15-24, located in the town of Catskill. At the above stated time and place, said town board will consider such proposal and hear all persons interested in the subject thereof concerning the same. The proposed expansion area is delineated on a map on file with the town clerk. A copy of the map and additional materials submitted in support of the petition for expansion will be made available for public inspection in the town clerk's office and on the town website in advance of the public hearing. The town board reserves the right to modify the boundaries of the proposed district expansion to address the concerns raised during the public comment period and to serve the best interest of the town. The improvements proposed to be made are as follows. Each building will have a 4-inch schedule 40 PVC effluent pipe, which will combine and connect to the existing sewer stub outside of the units as shown on the design plans. The sewer lines will gravity flow into the existing sewer stub with a minimum slope of 2%. Cleanouts will be installed outside each unit and no bends will exceed 45 degrees. The sewer pipes will conform with ASTM D-3034. All connections will have rubber gaskets conforming to ASTM D-3212. All of the sewer system connections will be installed and tested in accordance with the Town of Catskill Sewer Use Law and the intermunicipal agreement between the town and Village of Catskill. The proposed expansion areas and townhouse units will connect to existing water and sewer lines in Brooks Lane. No sewer or water main extensions are needed or proposed. The engineer's report and plan are on file with the town clerk. All costs associated with the expansion of the Leeds-Jefferson Heights Sewer and Water District and the construction of the proposed sewer and water connection shall be paid by the petitioner. The town will not incur any costs from the expansion of the sewer and water district and the construction of the proposed connections. The petitioner will own and maintain the lines or service laterals in the district expansion area and will be responsible for the operation, maintenance, repair, supervision, and replacement of the service laterals located on the subject property. The petitioner would be charged as a district user in accordance with applicable agreements and legal authority. Dated June 21, 2023, Catskill, New York, by order of the Town Board of the Town of Catskill, Elizabeth Izzo, Catskill Town Clerk.
Thank you, Liz. Sorry for that, such a long read, but greatly appreciated. I think most people in here today, Mr. Bickler, Mr. Fetterman, and JR here, I think most people here today are somewhat familiar with the project, but again, we're as far as the town board, Mr. Bickler is aware we're going to be working with Delaware Engineering, and we really haven't did our legwork as far as, what we need to, see as far as studies and such like that. So we're still trying to hash that out with Delaware and, to come up with a number for escrow and to move forward with the project. And also, Mr. Vippler is the owner of the Catskill Golf Resort, and we've been working directly with Allison Phillips also with some suggestions on how to proceed with this potential extension of the districts. And with that, I'll open it up to the anybody has any comment.
Absolutely. Can I speak first?
Sure.
Okay. As the owner of the Catskill Golf Resort about a year ago, I applied for a minor subdivision for two duplex homes. The history, if you all remember, was that we didn't have attached housing in the code, and since then, attached housing got in. But at that time, I met with the DPW, Robert Young, to make sure that there was enough water to handle the two duplex homes, which are now two townhouses. Nothing has changed in the size of the houses from when I was approved for the minor subdivision a year ago. The change was made when the town brought in attached housing, but on file was a letter at that time from Mr. Robert Young confirming that there was enough water on the existing 6-inch water line that comes down the road to handle the two buildings, which were at the time two units in each building, which are four townhouses at this stage. So there is a letter on file approving that, or confirming that that's okay. I also own two pieces of property at the end of the water line. The end of the 6-inch main that comes down Brooks Lane ends at the golf course. And from that 6-inch main, there's a one inch line that goes from where the hydrant is at the end of the 6-inch pipe to the clubhouse. And we've never had any problems with pressure or so on. In 2007, at another end of the line, which is one of the tributary streets at the end of the line called Locust Park, I built a 2,500 square foot home, four bedrooms, three baths, occupied by my family of four. And at that time, we tapped into the end of the Locust Park line, which is basically the end of the tributaries. There is one other that goes out to James Place. And we built a home at the top of the hill and ran a one-inch line up to the house and have had absolutely no problem with pressure. Matter of fact, we put too much pressure. So I am here to tell the board and everybody who might be interested and concerned with water pressure and the fact that we're adding housing to an existing old 6-inch line. I had two experiences at the end of the line with no problem. In both cases, we tapped in a 1-inch line to the 6-inch main. Now, when this subject came up, did you get an updated paper from Castle in terms of Ms. Phillips that sent something today or yesterday?
About the gallons per day?
There was a concern. I hired an engineering company on my own at the expense of $3,300 to be exact, to review how we actually would be attaching to both the water and the sewer system. And I believe it's in the petition under Exhibit A showing how we're going to attach. But there was an error in that calculation as to how much water that these four units were going to use. They had used something called a New York State DEC calculation, which was calculated on bedrooms. And when we discovered that the amount of water usage was going to be so excessive, there was a concern on all parties. I think there was a concern on the board. I think there was a concern with the DPW. How could they be using that much water? And I did call into the DPW, and I did call into Catskill Engineering to find out what the average usage was of an average single-family residential home in the town of Catskill. The answer was 7 to 12 units per quarter.
But what's the explanation for DEC? Not that we need to debate that, but so they're kind of still saying DEC's calculations were incorrect by the state.
It was way off base, and they agreed to use a figure that the DPW gave me, which is a figure of 7 to 12 units per quarter. A unit is 750 gallons. And the average usage of all these single-family residential homes that are under the water system, I was told, was an average of 7 to 12. Now, having the home that I have at Locust Park, 2,500 square foot house, as I mentioned, four bedrooms, three baths. I inquired with the DPW how much usage is my home using, because that's what I think we can be expecting.
Well, I don't know if we should be looking at, you know, one snapshot of one person.
Well, they gave me all the homes 7 to 12.
Right.
But I said, just out of curiosity, what is my home?
Right. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to make my decision on what your particular
use is. I'm just giving you the background.
Right.
The answer came back. That's my 2,500 square foot home, which is occupied full time with a family of four, utilized 11 units per quarter, but actually it was the most recent quarter. Mm-hmm. And that was actually where we have a dishwasher, we have a washer dryer, we're using hoses to water the plant, but I think the number they gave me was accurate. I am not agreeable to hiring an outside company other than the one that I have hired, and I did not tell them what to do. I just told them this is the information we got.
So
they could speak to DPW, but I honestly do not feel that, since I already have a letter in file approving the four homes under the minor subdivision duplex, that I should be required to be hiring another engineering company. I have no problem with
right, so what,
but I have a problem if I have.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying, I'm not going to speak to every individual board member, but I think, and I'm comfortable in saying, I feel our board members are looking to have Delaware Engineering do a capacity study on the water and the capacity and the flow to make sure that it's going to handle the additional volume of the water. Having said that, you're saying you're not willing to participate
in that? I'm not going to pay for it. That's what I am saying.
Okay, good. And then I'll be equally upfront. If I don't have that study, I probably can't entertain to the level that you want to move forward.
Okay. Now,
because as a town supervisor, I think, and we can hear from the other board members. I mean, we want you to be successful down there. We want to have good planning, but we want it to be responsible planning. My obligation is to help you, but in the same respect, I need to protect the other 30 or 40 residents that are already in existing down there. In Country Club Estates, Brooks Lane, and there's also three or four different vacant lots that are also available, you know, for future development. So we want to take those into consideration, because they will not come to a planning board. They can just come and get a building permit. And so we have to really be sure that we're protecting everybody's needs.
In my opinion, nobody is more qualified to tell you what the average flow a home in Catskill is going to draw than the existing DPW. That's my opinion. If you want to get any other engineering company out, and now there is another reason why I will not do business with Delaware Engineering. Right? Because Delaware Engineering was not honest with me when we made the agreement for the easement on the existing bungalows. You know as well as I do that they gave me four drops as I requested on both sides of Brooks Lane, and yet they didn't follow through and expand the water and sewer district to the east side of Brooks Lane when they gave me the drops I asked for on both the east and west. So I will not do this. If you'd like to talk to other engineering companies, I might entertain that, but it will not be Delaware Engineering based on how they lied to me on the easement situation. And you can read the easement if you want to go in there.
I'm familiar with the doctor.
And you're probably familiar with the drops that they promised me and yet overlooked when they followed through. I don't know, maybe it wasn't them. I'm not sure how the water and sewer district was set up.
Right.
But they gave me drops on there that I could not use.
It's the bigger picture of the project, but I don't know if that is really pertinent for what we want to accomplish today.
What I think we want to accomplish today was to confirm that we have enough water flow to handle the two buildings that I have proposed in the major subdivision. I think that
what I'm saying is how we can discard what DEC says isn't for water.
How?
Yeah.
How discard? because it was 10 times the average use of the DPW said.
Okay, but they
seem to be something
numbers.
Wrong.
But they
seem to be something wrong here.
They came up with those numbers somewhere, so we're saying DEC is wrong. They're not the village of Catskill is not a regulated facility. DEC is.
I would be happy to have you talk to Catskill Engineering. At my expense.
Well, they use those numbers originally, so they must assume that those numbers are right.
We'll have the floor, then you'll have a chance to respond.
Right? They used those numbers originally, so they felt comfortable using those numbers because they came from DEC.
They told me.
Now they changed them on an assumption that everybody uses the same amount of water. I live in the village. I can guarantee you I use more than 12 units.
Right.
For a household of four.
Do you use 84?
More than 12 units.
More than 12 units. Their number came up to
84. Hold on. So my bill this last month was $200. How many units is that?
Probably 15 with sewer.
And I was talking to it again. It really doesn't matter. I mean, as a guide, when I get what Paul's
right.
saying, and I strongly believe and support what Paul's saying is, if DEC has a number what they feel a bedroom or an occupancy level is going to consume in water, frankly, it starts to be hard for me to vision that everybody in Catskill, New York is using, especially in the village water, is using less than somebody in Syracuse, Rochester, or White Plains. I mean, they just didn't pull that number out of the sky.
We did find out where they got that number. I mean, there must have been a book somewhere that they looked into. But the number came out to be 10 times the average usage in the village.
Okay, so there's a big discrepancy between DEC and what the village is telling you. So that's why we want to hire an engineer to do a study. But you don't want to do that.
No, I didn't say that.
You just
said not hire another engineer. I'll repeat it again.
No, you said you were entertaining looking at somebody else.
I hired Delaware Engineering based on past experience of that.
They're the contractor.
I don't want to disrespect them in any manner on record.
We're contractors.
I just want to say we had a problem.
Mr. Bipper, we're going to give Jared the floor, please.
Sitting on two hats here is a resident of Brooks Lane who had no water when you had your fire.
I'm sorry.
Who had zero water in his house when you had your fire. Which, if it was wintertime, my boiler would blow. When you had your fire, I had no water in my house.
You had no water in your house?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm on the corner, and I have water pressure issues.
Which corner are you?
I'm across the street from Roth.
Corner of Lowish.
Yeah. So.
And you have current water pressure problems?
I do have occasional water pressure issues.
Yeah, I'm so surprised because I have a pipe going up my hill.
And what you're completely disregarding, yes, they may be able to provide you 12 units. The flow on that pipe may not be able to support the additional units. You may still only be pulling 12 units, but that may reduce everyone else on the road's water pressure.
Okay.
So without a third-party study, I'm voting no.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question.
And I've talked to a lot of my neighbors that are also...
This is a very important question. It's a matter of what you do in order of procedure.
Can you hear everybody back there here okay? Or?
You're telling me that after I got a letter from DPW...
DPW is an event with the ton of Catskill, sir.
I understand.
Nor are they got, unless the village is going to show
after
you
asked
by engineer.
After you asked me to file a petition, and I spent $10,000 with a lawyer to help me file this petition, and the lawyer recommended that I hire an engineer so that we could present with the petition the study that they did of how to connect to the sources, that there's a possibility that you might not approve after I just spent $13,000.
On that engineer that also gave us the DEC usage estimate until it didn't work.
Let's go even.
Because I think
even
you need to disclose this ahead of time.
Well,
that Delaware Engineering should be called in day one, if that's who you use. Why would I go out and hire Catskill Engineering for you to review what Catskill Engineering did? You should have recommended that I hire Delaware Engineering day one.
You're not hiring Delaware. The town is hiring Delaware.
Right. There are engineers.
You're correct.
different.
Right, and that's the engineering firm that we currently use.
It's double. It's a double study.
Well, you don't have a double study. You don't have a water flow a study from Catterskill about the water flow and the water pressures.
They came up with a number, so.
They came up with a number of usage, but now we're saying, does the infrastructure support it? Does support have the capacity to support it? And it's really like an orange and an apple. I mean, and again, I don't want to get into depth on that, but you want to talk about a residential location, if it's, you know, Jared's house or your home or Locust. But the other issue is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the townhomes, you're going with a four-bedroom and a three-bedroom. So you've got seven units.
It's a building.
Now, let's take it down the road a little bit further. What's the vision look like? Is somebody going to come up on the weekend and stay there, or is it going to be a short-term rental where four golfers may come in with their spouses, play a little golf, take a shower, go out to dinner, shower again in the morning? So, when everybody's doing all this activity, and, you know, then they might stay there for a week or 3 days, they're going to do a laundry. So I again, not just a little vision, I can say their capacity is going to be there. Because you could have eight individuals being in that four-bedroom, and then you can have whatever happens in the three-bedroom. And then we also have to look at the next unit that doesn't need approval right now, which would be on hole number 9. And let's go a little bit further. So, everything's going to start thriving. Suppose, the restaurant, you start doing more banquets, you do more tournaments, because in honesty, from my observations, being a player and a member down there since, probably 1972. I mean, I've been in there in the good days and I've been in there in the not so good days. But in the 80s, and maybe in the 90s, and prior to that, I mean, there was a lot more activity in the restaurant area. So what's the consumption in that location? So and that hasn't happened.
Because we pay a quarterly bill like anybody else on what the number is that the restaurant uses.
But I think we could agree we haven't been at capacity at that location.
Well, I think we can also agree that when you take a 1-inch line off of a 6-inch line, there's usually not much pressure problems.
Well, pressure won't increase because you're pushing it through a smaller line.
Right, but your volume's going to decrease.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's probably the case. When I did the same thing on Locust Park, where I had to go up that hill,
and
it was a 1-inch line off of a 6-inch line, and in both cases coming off the hydrant.
And I appreciate the memo or letter that may have been written by the village DPW, but that was 2 or 3 years ago or whenever that happened. And for me to make a good decision, and that's the only decision I would want to make, is that for me to move forward with it, I'm going to need a engineer's report assuring the town board and most importantly the other residents in the neighborhood that when we build this out, if that were to happen, that they're going to have good water pressure and not infringe on their day-to-day life.
Build this up, what am I talking to?
Two units now.
Right.
2 units. And then a year later you decide you want to build 2 more, and then 2 more, and then 2 more.
I have been told.
No,
that I cannot, that there'd be no more building unless a new line was brought in. A new 8-inch line, high density polypropylene, that was designed when we were talking about the hotel project.
But we
couldn't go forward with anything more than the 2 buildings.
So that's all you're planning on doing, 2 buildings?
Exactly.
Nothing else?
Nope.
Right.
If the town or the village, whoever it is, decides that this gentleman has to get a solved problem and has to put in a new water line to solve his problem, and that new water line gets in there maybe 5 years or 10 years from now, maybe I will, and I'm still the owner, I would consider, now I have the capability, but I do not have the funds to fund anything more than these 2 buildings. Or the existing water line. I'm a small businessman. When I had to pay $10,000 for a lawyer to do this petition, and I had to spend $3,300 for a Catterskill engineering study, this really hurt me. We have not made money in this golf course since I bought it in 2014. It's been a losing proposition, but the good news is, as you all know, real estate values have gone up, and it's worth more than when I paid for it, but I have not made money. It's not a profitable operation. So I don't have the kind of money that we're talking about, and I am going to stop. I'll go on record with two buildings, four units, under the existing water line that I've been told can be, you know, can be handled. Now, the buildings are, the units are townhouses to be sold. So, in answer to your question, who's going to be moving into them and what are they going to use them for? Is it going to be weekend people? Is it going to be full-time people? I won't have any idea until we actually
It's if we're going to make an error.
And we're only building them to retire. So we may stop after two. If I can't sell more than one or two, I'm not going to go ahead with the other two. That's why I specifically asked for approval to do a two-unit building. I wanted to try and...
So just to go back a little bit to, you know, having Delaware engineers, are you in agreement? I mean, I'm going to have a conversation hopefully on Friday to try to get this... a number for what this testing and survey is going to, you know. So if we can't agree on that, then I, you know, then we're kind of really hit the wall here. But
in answer to your question, it depends on the number.
Okay.
I've heard a number that made me fall off my chair. You may have heard that same number, and it's out of the question.
Well, we had that conversation.
A few hours to review and look up where the DEC. NYSDEC number came from? I'm going to pay a couple hours. But the number I heard...
How much groundwork is going to be needed? I mean, again, I'm not an engineer, and we're going to... I'll get an estimate for you on this capacity issue.
See if you can help. You knock that number down, but it's out of the question, the number here.
Right. And you were probably involved with a little bit. So, if you're... attorney can do some of the paperwork. Maybe we can ship some of that from Delaware Engineering over to, you know, Allison's group, if possible. But again, the study on the ground, I mean, that's got to be an independent independent third-party evaluation of what capacities are going to be able to sustain that.
How is somebody going to determine capacity without going through past history?
That's why we're hiring.
And when you have another person who has to sign and stamp a plan and say, this is what we say, and the liability, so automatically going to be.
Right. I mean, right now, Haggerstall's not, they're not stamping on the capacity of that system.
They did.
They're saying how much the usage is. They're not saying that infrastructure is going to
change. Based on numbers that we received, I think I'll have to look at the wording.
So, but anyways,
based on numbers that were, so we were told is the average usage in the town of Casco. Right. This is the flow that they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the standard that we'll be using, but we're going to be using the DEC standards.
Did you get that new letter?
I'm in receipt of the new letter.
Okay.
But it was interesting to me, to be honest with you, just on the phone call, they changed their estimates.
We asked them where they came up with that estimate, because it was 10 times the average usage we were told, and the answer came back from the New York State DEC.
So we can agree tonight that we're going to get a price from Delaware Engineering for the study that the town board feels they need to move forward with this.
And if it's reasonable of a few hours to look up average flows or whatever they have to look up, I don't know of anything more realistic than what the average usage is in the town.
Average usage obviously is going to come into, you know, computing what's you're going to be your volume and so forth. But again, my concern, or one of my concerns, is can the infrastructure handle it, regardless if it's, you know, 15 units a month, or if it's 22 units a month, or if it's 7. And what happens, you know, on a given time? If everybody's getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, they got a tea time, they're going to go out to play golf, if somebody's going to work, you know, the kids are going to school, what happens when people, you know, that's what I, and I can't do that on just a letter, I've got to have it certified.
You know, we've been told when somebody fills a swimming pool along Brooks Lane, people suffer with their water usage, with their line. When there's a fire and somebody has to draw from a hydrant, there's a problem with water usage.
A hydrant,
but in normal circumstances,
pool, I'm concerned about that because that's not a tremendous amount of volume.
Yeah, I mean, people. Do you have a swimming pool?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I only ask that question is because the quarter that you may have looked at, that you said, how many units was it? You may have
looked at swimming. It has nothing to do with the pool.
It has nothing? Okay, I don't know. I'm just not asking. But that's the information we got from the public review when we did the first minor subdivision. So there was a lady that came up and said, when somebody fills their pool, I have a problem with my water.
That's good to know. So I guess any other questions or concerns for people that are in the audience that they want to address tonight on this extension on Brooks Lane? Patrick, any questions or additions you want to add?
Yeah, I'll just give a little brief history on the letter. I'll step off the town board side since we're referencing the village, put my village hat on. The letter you received was in March of last year. You went back to the planning board. That was for a minor subdivision. For these structures, which look absolutely nothing like they're proposing.
No, that was not the structure.
You went to the planning board.
That was a pergola that was kind of going back to that.
Right, but this is what DPW received to give you that letter. So we received a completely different project than what you went to the planning board for. And then last meeting, when I saw the usage, that's what raised the red flag. Whether Quarterscale gave the wrong number with a, and it'll be DOH calculation, not DEC calculation.
This has always been the building that we proposed to use.
Because this is
always it's a two-unit building, and this was the building that we were told. If you notice, it says duplex on the bottom.
And how many bedrooms was the original plans for?
Two.
Nothing changed. This is
so plan. You were going to do a 4-3.
You see, it says duplex. This is over a year old.
Right. Two.
That's over a year old.
Right.
So it was this house.
This was from Holt's survey.
Correct. Again,
correct. From Holt's survey. Well, no, that was from the.
So I was just giving contents of the letter that you received from the village. Right. And I guess in April of last year, you went to the planning board for a major subdivision.
No, in April. It was this year.
This year.
In April, I went with this plan for a minor subdivision, which was 4 units, and it was approved. And it was always this plan that was designed by Westchester Modular Homes.
Okay.
And the right side of this building has 4 bedrooms, and the left side, which is a second unit, has 3 bedrooms. And the reason is, the second floor you can see is a loft area with the stairs, but this has a 4-bedroom. That's the only difference. That never changed. The only thing that you just showed me is a pergola in the back, which we're not going to do. We're going to do just a little bit of help. But these are going to be solar electric, all electric houses, solar. And we needed a roof, so that's. But that never changed. That never changed. This was always for them.
Okay. But like I said at the last meeting, that number scared me.
Yeah, it scared me too. When
that's a lot of work.
When it came to 84 units per building.
It was 100 units.
No, per
it was 90 per units per building.
Per building.
Per quarter.
I agree. If we get a quick answer where that what happened there.
And that's all we want to know.
Yeah, and I do too. But the number I heard that Delaware wanted to do a study.
Yeah, well, like Dale said, we're going back to them, ask them to only give us a water feasibility study. They'll do a pressure test, hydroflow test, and we'll go from
there. Eventually, we all know that we'll have to do a new water line because of situations like the hydrant.
But that testing that Patrick just mentioned,
Two buildings, 4 units.
That's all I see it at the moment.
And I may not even do the second building because, like I said, if we don't sell the first one, we're not building the second one.
Any other questions?
Anything I can answer from the audience?
All right. that. We're gonna hold the motion. We're gonna hold the public hearing open, and we'll pick it back up for our August meeting. And hopefully, we have more data, and I will be in contact with you hopefully early next week, and we'll talk about the escrow account that's going to need to be established so we can make a decision or help us make a decision.
Okay. And the last thing I will add, we're estimating the pricing of these for the $750,000. So we're talking about $3 million in additional tax, and every sold, and we're talking about $3 million in additional tax base.
That's good development as long as everybody else in the neighborhood has water.
Yeah.
That's
want to do it because if there's a water problem, I'm going to have it at Locust Park for water.
Right, exactly. So that's what we're trying to really accomplish.
Okay.
We need a motion to keep the hearing open.
Jared made a motion.
Jared seconds. Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. We're never going to move into our regular agenda items so the first one, public hearing we just did. So minutes will be accepted. We got the June 6, 2023 town board monthly meeting. We got the June 21st, 2023 town board committee meeting. So I need a motion to accept those. Motion by Jared, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. First resolution up tonight, we have standard workout reporting resolution, and that's for myself. Let's see what we got here. Be it resolved, the town of Catskill hereby establishes the following standard work hours for the elected officials and reporting the following day's work with the New York State Retirement Local Employees Retirement System based on records and activities made and submitted by these officials to the town clerk and body. And that would be myself, and right now we have it at 8, but I need to update my calendar per se. So with that, we're going to need a motion to accept that. Motion by Paul, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. You want to get into it's not maybe that's new business, but we can go right into that other resolution if you'd like to regarding the State Assembly Bill. We'll go into that next. Where it's the resolution in opposition of the New York State Senate Bill S00139B and Assembly Bill A135AB. That's quite lengthy, but I guess we'll give it a shot for a while. So, whereas New York State Bill number S00139 has been passed, which, if adopted by the New York State Assembly, A113-58B, and signed by the governor, would require all judges residing in the 100 largest towns and village courts to be licensed to practice law in the state and have been admitted to the bar for at least 5 years. And whereas the town and village courts in Greene County are among the nearly 1,200 justice courts in the state of New York that have collectively handled close to 1 million cases each year, and whereas the town and village courts are known as the courts closest to the people, and have broad jurisdiction presiding over civil and criminal matters, thereby performing a vital role in the New York State Unified Court System, and whereas the town court in Catskill is a vital service to our residents and the Greene County community as a whole, and whereas the justices of Greene County Town and Village Courts have pledged to be ever mindful and neutrality and impartiality and render equal justice to all while continuing to adhere to judicial rules of ethics and pronouncements of the New York State Commission of Judicial Conduct, and whereas the justices are required to be on call 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, review, sign arrests, search warrants, perform arraignments, and other issues to protect, and whereas the justices of the town of Catskill Court ensure that rights are afforded to the defendants by the Constitution of the United States and the state of New York are provided and protected. The justices of the town and village courts preside over trials involving misdemeanors and violation levels, thereby ensuring the victims of those offenses can be heard. And whereas the town and the village courts provided a venue for citizens to pursue low cost and efficient procurement procedure for individuals to resolve civil disputes, landlord-tenant matters, and whereas the justices also provide nightly and on weekends and holidays to ensure arrested citizens are promptly afforded legal representation and the opportunity to plead to their alleged charges and to be considered for release, bail, or incarceration. And whereas the justices have continued to strive to improve the administration of justices through participation in mandatory educational programs, seminars, and meetings of the Greene County Magistrates Association and the New York State Magistrates Association. And whereas the New York State Court Administration must certify that all successful completed a mandatory training both following election and in each subsequent year, and whereas the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct most recently annual report of 2023 identifies that only 13% of the complaints filed with the judiciary were against town and village justices, while remaining complaints were against either state judges, constituting approximately 40%, who accounted for approximately 67% of the complaints, or against non-judicial entities, 20%. Whereas the bill attempts to observe the rights of voters and elect those of communities that they believe to be fair and impartial and would best serve that the community that the attorneys and or non-attorneys. Whereas the bill implicitly suggests that members of the community incapable of making informed decisions about who should sit in judgment of matters from the straightforward to the highly complex may arise in their local courts. And whereas this legislation body views the intentions of the bill as not only not to actually improve the courts, but to blatant and unconscionable attempt to the New York State Bar Association, an organization that represents only 15% of the state's attorneys, to generate increased opportunities for its members and to dictate who voters may choose to serve in the local government. So now, therefore, be resolved that the governing board of the town of Catskill strongly and unequivocally terms calls on both the leadership of the New York State Senate and Assembly and the governor to reject this poorly conceived and hastily fashioned seizure of voters' rights to determine for themselves who they would choose to sit as their judges, has been the case for almost 200 years.
Motion.
So it's a long, any conversation, I should have just
made some recap. It's a paragraph of New York State.
Any further discussion on it? Motion by Paul, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Correspondence for this month, a letter from Cameron O'Connor of Carson Power Renewable Energy is looking for a suitable land for a community solar project. Letter from the Piscataway Fire Department regarding 4858 Route 32 and intentionally hampering their fire suppression access to the site, and Supervisor Finch's response regarding litigation and Judge Mott's order. Next one we have is an email from Joe Izzo regarding information for the proposed hotel project at the three-way site, which can be found at the IDA website. Email from Dieter Drake regarding the 16th annual tour of the Catskill cycling ride, Saturday, August 16th, and request to use the parking area across from the church in the Palmville for a first aid station, I think that's what that's saying. And has been done in the years past. We got an email from Rory Cohen regarding the Rivers Electric LLC license amendment application to the Federal Regulatory Commission, and that's for the Mills Pond property and Visa Hydroelectric Plant. Application is available for public at the FERC e-library. Next up we have is just town renovations and just a little update on what we're doing in the back. We kind of got stalled. Our crew is actually, that was working here, they're working at Upstate Medical. So they do a lot of work for the SUNY systems and other state type of contracts, which is Upstate Medical, the SUNY thing, location. So hopefully next week we get, they promised me they're going to come back. We're going to do a little site visit, the railing, make sure, they want to make sure that's a go. once it's fabricated, upstate's going on if it doesn't work, which we talked about today, not the town of Catskill. So they're going to come and remeasure that. We've also got a pricing on the fence between the parking area, which we might get that done tonight on the resolution as we move forward. I'm going to get a new fence between the building, and I was talking with Sean Beers, our highway superintendent, and he's open and on board as far as repaving in-house the back parking lot. So we'll see what happens next week with the contractor. So it might be ideal if they can actually put the cement along the foundation and do that work, so that way it's not on the new blacktop when we get it done. So if we could get them in here, even to finish that aspect of the project, it would be great. What else do we have? Lettering, we just kind of took it upon myself to get a hold of Next Gen Signs over at Hudson just for lettering for the front of our building. He's going to give us some pricing on a more of a metal lettering and get rid of the, I don't know if they're fiber glass or plastic, but if we go with the metal, like a brushed aluminum or what have you, then we should have a long life and durability.
Bronze.
And again, I'm just acting as a...
Liz can polish it, so...
A GC or something. And so it's, well, that project is going to still go through, our contract with Upstate. It's just that I'm trying to help them get some leg work done so we can hopefully get to the finish line, as far as painters and things like that as well. So that's what we got going on as far as town hall. Let's see if there's anything else I want to do. Okay, new business, request from the town board adopting a resolution. And the next one we got is the authorization by resolution for the court justice to attend an annual New York State Magistrates Conference October 1 through 4 in Syracuse, New York. And
$75
for the court. It's to the registration.
Than it is for anything.
Yeah.
The room.
Yeah.
The registration fee is quoted at $75, and the cost for the room is $1,189.02, and mileage and the cost of some meals if they're not provided within in the pricing of the conference. And the registration is due by the 24th, and this memo came from Justice's William Jacobs is one, but I'm sure Judge Paulino is also requesting that. So that we need a motion. No, just one?
It said two court justices.
It did say two court justices. Mm-hmm. I'm requesting authorization. Great. So I would say both of our justices are gone. So we need a motion to the effect of $75 and $1,189.02 for the room.
Motion
by Patrick. Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Training is always a good thing. Sometimes it's expensive, but having on-trained employees can actually be more expensive. So I'm an advocate for that, as long as it's somebody comes home with some good information. And next one we have is a resolution authorizing the court justices to... That's actually the whole map. We're going to move that forward. And the next one we have from Judge Jacobs is also, it's actually in the form of a resolution, but he wants authorization for the town of Catskill Court System to apply for a grant. It's called JCAP, and he's been pretty successful on getting some items for the court on an annual basis, so we'll have to make a recommendation as well.
Motion
by Paul.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. C fence and not to exceed $1,400 for the replacement of the fence in the back of the building. Also, I think we can debate that a little bit and see what people think. But I think we got $599 left in county.
Yeah.
So just to leave that, I would like to be honest with you, I'd like to apply that little bit of money. Because, I mean, I don't know, if we do ceiling tiles, I don't just know when that's all going to get completed. And I think the county's looking for a resolution.
Yes.
Like that idea, or we don't like that idea?
Yes.
I mean,
include that in the resolution.
Put that in the resolution, and the balance would come out of our ARPA funds for that. Okay. So that's the motion on the floor. And you got a motion, you got a couple motions already?
Motion by Patrick.
No, made by Jerry. Seconded by Patrick.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. And we also have another one just for informational purposes at this point, working with WebJogger as far as updating some of our Dell technology and our CPUs that we have in the building. And also through WebJogger or other vendors, the potential of upgrading some of our monitors so we can do a little bit more training on webinars and Zooms and those type of things. So I think we'll pick that up next month. We got a list coming from WebJogger to see what that pecking order and what machines should be replaced here first. And the other one we have is proposed code revisions in the planning department, the planning development, a PD. I guess it's a planned development district. I've got a tendency to call it a PUD, but I've been calling it that for so long. So it's a planned development district, and it's a PDD. And the board had a request for a schedule of a public hearing for September 5, 2023 on code revisions. Need a motion to set that public hearing?
Motion.
Motion by Paul.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry, what time?
6:30.
Monday to 6:30? Because we're going to have the potential of the other...
September 5th, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
But the
adjournment is at 6?
He's coming in August.
Oh, that's true, right? He's
coming in
September. Okay, so we're good on September. Let's do it at
September
6.
5th.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not? Yeah.
Got another month.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Okay, so we got a motion.
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Must be not to forget here tonight. Fencing CPU. Just a little, not agenda, because it was kind of a last minute, but maybe a weekend ago, and I went out Saturday just a little concern on the Tannery Bridge and speeding through Woodstock Avenue and through trucks on Woodstock Avenue. So what started is a little bit of a concern maybe on swimming, but just a couple minutes, and I was out there Saturday, and there are a few young teenagers that do jump off the Tannery Bridge. But it really was only three cars in the parking lot, so it wasn't overuse. Again, it's kind of the same thing, not nearly what it was during COVID, where people don't really carry in, and they have a tendency not necessarily to carry it out. But overall, not super big, but I did refer her name is Stephanie Primo, and she's going to talk to the Sheriff's Department about the speeding, and maybe the thought is that she feels that there's a certain amount of through traffic that goes through their trucks as a shortcut. I mean, if it's local deliveries, that's fine. So there's just something we have to follow up on. But I just want to let you know there's just, it's an area of concern. It's important to somebody. So I don't want to say it's a minor concern. If it wasn't a minor concern, she wouldn't have called, right? So, and if one person has a concern, that means probably 5 or 10 other people also have the same concern. But I did explain how the process went, how we had the meetings at the Panelville Fire Department and how we were going to put the fencing up. And, then it wasn't really a good idea. She was very happy with the response, and just keep an eye on things. State fencing, CPU. Any other comments or anybody on the floor want to address the board with the issues?
Yeah, a while ago, it's been months, 6 weeks ago, we sent you, Dale, and Sean Gears a letter that came back in.
Yep.
And I was just curious as to anybody's looked at the structural integrity of it, because it potentially impacts application of the private planning board.
So. That was for info.
Right. So I Sean was up last week and we had a conversation. I asked Sean to respond, you know, by the email when it, and I can follow up with that. Again, we're not engineers. He didn't feel the road structure per se was a bad thing, but the amount of volume of traffic he felt. Again, I don't want to talk for Sean. I'd rather him respond directly. But what it sounded is that the amount of traffic, he thought a traffic study would be something of you know that we should do to make sure that you know if there's going to be 200 cars a day or I mean I don't know those things, but he recommended that. But I'll put an email out to every you know the group here and ask Sean for his because he's got to weigh in on that. You know that's his thing. He's a highway.
And we will welcome that input because when the applicant comes back, we can tell them it's part of the ability to move the project forward, the traffic studies required. So hopefully we'll hear from Sean soon.
What I'll do, I'll put out like a little reminder, just a follow up for our chat that we had, and then see what you know what his concerns are out there. But he did allude to me that a traffic study would be something that he felt was worthy. But again, I'd like to see how that comes from him.
During the public hearing, there was a resident who was denied a retaining wall because he was told they were told that the integrity of the road would be compromised. So there is a there was a question about that at that time. So it's not just the amount of traffic, but they had a concern. They were told that the integrity of the road would be compromised. So I am not.
And we had a big storm down there a couple like last Thursday, I think. You know, so, but you know, again, I guess I was watching, looking at trees more than I was looking at the macadam or the blacktop. Yeah, I didn't see anything that really stood out to me as far as the road. So
we were just relating what was brought up at that public hearing.
And there's no shoulders out there, so if there's any, I don't think there's going to be a lot of foot traffic, but anybody that even walks their dog or just for their own exercise, I mean, it can become a hazardous situation. So
they
take that into consideration.
About that, but they couldn't use the road because of traffic
volume. And speed.
Right.
Speed seems like it's always an issue. They all look, some are fast, but they, Jefferson Heights right now has the monitor there, right? The Michael McCurry's,
The coast record.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, but I, just from my past experiences, when I was up in Bedlam, in a little hamlet, they would put that little, thing what they're doing in Jefferson, and they take it away. And a week later, more so than the strangers, it was the locals that got the tickets because they were speeding in their own neighborhood. That's what that was. I mean, that was 20 years ago. So who knows? So any other little go around? Anybody has any comments or concerns or something that we need to address?
For the minors, not mass gatherings, but under 1,000.
That's probably going to require a code change. I mean, it was kind of, I didn't find out about it until 3 o'clock today or 2:30. So I can address that.
I don't even know if it's going to require it's our mass gathering laws and code. This was basically more of a permit issued by the town clerk. With what we would say you need to have an event, like be it DOH regulations fulfilled, stuff like that.
I looked up one town and I can send that out just for
the village has one, I guess. Matt was gonna.
I mean, we have
content 72.
Well, I think it's independent one of the, but it's already a commercial piece of property.
Yes.
So they could still invite to the Griffin's. 10 o'clock. It's I think it's talking
Griffin's.
So if they have an outdoor event there, my past experience, I think it's quiet time is 10 o'clock or something. So after that, I would have to.
They want to do events up there.
And rather than just doing them, they ask code if there's some sort of permit the town requires. They tell them what they need to do. And Matt said he's run into this a few times, either with big weddings, stuff like that, with people who are looking for some sort of guidance or permission.
I think if we're going to do that, we're going to have to probably add some more definitions what those events look like. If they're because one town said carnivals, it said wedding, but weren't using, and, you know, they had five other, I think 10 other items that would start falling in.
That's the things you got to watch out for is make sure there's no on-street parking, so make sure there's adequate parking, and the other thing is no amplified music. Is that okay? So, you know, that, you know, MPK is just don't amplify.
I mean, I think that's...
I thought the mass gathering called out for under...
Yeah. Under 1,000, it doesn't.
We have to have, I don't know what our number, but we got quite a high number for a man.
No, but if I only said under 1,000 and you had to do X, Y, and Z.
I'll have to look it up on Cody 360.
And then over that, it was A, B, and C.
I mean, right now, if they can do it, they should just probably go move forward. But
that was my response.
Right. Because if we regulate it and then they got their permit, then they're going to.
Right, what kind of function are they looking to do?
Right, then they're going to response is, I got a permit from the town.
Outdoor music or stuff like that. Stuff like they do at Murphy's, outdoor music, stuff like they do at Murphy's and stuff. Just a lot of these...
Everybody's doing it now, so it's...
Well, a lot of these venues are looking for some sort of guidance of what they can and can't do type thing.
You know, in my opinion, you know, you're going to have a couple hundred people, you just notify the town so you can let the town hall fire department know, Piscataway and the ambulance. Other than that,
I mean, if the music goes until 11:30 at night, that's when all the that's when the phone is going to get ringing.
So the mass gathering is 1,000 to 4,999 people.
Up to 4,000.
I mean, they do bands.
$49.99.
Is there any verbiage into what happens if you're under it, or we don't really have any thing to?
I don't think we have any address under.
Nothing under 1,000.
I think we kind of did that to reduce paperwork and bureaucracy.
They do bands in every weekend in Leeds.
Most of them are inside. I mean, now I think Murphy's is doing
it. Yes, it's outdoor house.
Right.
Back, yeah.
Right. That. New.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
In the past, the planning board had required any amplified music be directed into the property. As opposed to a complete ban.
Regardless of what time of day.
Oh, no. Up to the sound ordinance time.
Which was like
10 p.m.
I mean, most of the music back in my time was inside the dance halls and the stages. And then every year they would have an Irish festival out back. Maybe they had a mass gathering, but that was like 1 week. It was a one and done weekend, and there wasn't a lot of residential there either. But you know, I guess it was, you know, that in the heyday it was much louder. So it was, you know, people that were long residents there, they knew, and I knew what Leeds was about, as I can remember. And some of it at night, to be honest with you, wasn't pleasant at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, when everybody, you know, and as you know, child who would wake you up.
I mean, so at the end of the day, if you're mindful of your residents, there's not going to be an issue.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the whole...
And we also made the distinction of a location that was within a residential area versus in the street leads.
Well, I'm saying there's nothing on the books now, so I'm saying that if you're mindful of your residents,
right,
of what you're doing and how long you're playing, and as long as you're not playing at 2 o'clock in the morning,
right,
then you're not going to have an issue.
I believe that location is general commercial right in the hand of a panel mill.
I think it's either GC or HC. Highway commercial.
I think it's GC. Yeah. And then when you go out of town, it's not, you know, then when you go up by Hickory Notch, believe it or not, then it's residential out there.
And Griffin has the biggest issue is parking, which is why within the planning board approval basically stated no on-street parking.
In this particular
For that site, for Griffin House specifically.
No on-street parking.
And that was included in the approval resolution.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to move on street parking anyway, it's on
23. Yeah. Right. Well, that's the thing we're trying to avoid, is people parking on the shoulders of 23A and 32A.
Right, and then if they park, I mean, that can get, it's, you know, this dangerous.
You're going to block on the road if you're parking.
They would never
enter. Right, okay. All right, so we'll look at it.
Well, the code officer keeps asking for some sort of something. So.
All
I just think right now notification to the emergency services
is sufficient.
It's sufficient.
And I think if we're going to do code revisions, if Matt wants certain things or wants us to,
I don't think he was looking at
us. You got to list them up. You can't go back and you got to start having.
Yeah, I don't think he was looking at a code revision. I think he was looking at it as like a vendor permit to like even for a guy who wants to sell hot dogs on the corner.
Summer rec is going great.
Yeah, I've seen some of the photos. You guys have really done a great job.
We're almost done with our second week. We met with Pastor Schnoder and the DOH yesterday. We had 2 days ago. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
1 day
ago. Today's only Thursday.
No, today's Wednesday.
Or today's Wednesday, yeah.
It's our third Wednesday. It's the third Wednesday.
What a day is it? Yeah, we had a walk through of the church that Pastor Schnoder led in the shoes. 31st. It's been good because they're having a great time.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm monitoring out there just to go walk.
I see some lawmakers and law enforcement.
Barbara's doing a really nice job.
And that's what you take your kids
up the program.
That's been fun. Yeah. We're already planning for next year.
Yeah, the possibility we'll do like an end of season party at, because the end of rec will be at the past.
It's
right?
Going to be at the church. Sure, Ben Fain gave us a donation of $2,000. So that, as far as I know, is the only monetary donation we've received, which is fine. I mean, Barb's been, she's very good.
Have that yet?
No. But
it's a quality program. And
do you get anything from Community Center?
No.
It was not an acceptor application.
That's pretty good.
Sure, remember that when we give
them. $1,000 for 20 years, and they sell them people the profits. They'll give it back to the community. That's pretty good. That's a good deal.
Did we apply for the $5,000 grant, or I don't know if we did or did not do that?
I didn't do the paperwork.
Okay. Just you know, so if you don't ask, you know, that's their formal way of asking. I understand what you're saying, Paul.
We did ask.
But if they needed a formal application, I get it. I understand.
I get it too.
Any further comments or concerns from anybody? With that, everybody good to go? All right, so we'll get a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion.
Motion by Paul. Second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.